We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented each week by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. I'm voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. Stan Weber, longtime color analyst for Wildcat football and men's basketball, joining us on the program today. This will be the final podcast of the sports season for Stan and I here. Of course, over the last couple of weeks, we've previewed spring football from the offensive and defensive perspective. And Stan, we're going to look at several things today, but you can't talk about K-State football without talking about the special teams in some way, shape, or form. And obviously, this is a big part of the Wildcat football program over the years. And let's just dive right in and talk about the return guys. I think you always have a special or two talents back there. And I think we're going to see that again in 2021, aren't we?
Yeah, I think K-State is going to be ready to go again at special teams and be very good. They were excellent last year, setting a record of punt returns for touchdowns, and kickoff returns the year before were unbelievable. And just overall, the special teams, the coverage units, we don't talk about them enough, but it's very nice to tackle teams and not let them get long returns. And when you talk about the returners, obviously Phillip Brooks is back. I mean, last year he was first team all Big 12 as a punt and kick returner. That's a pretty big deal. Congratulations. It'll be great to have him back for another year. He's so comfortable underneath those punts, Wyatt, and that's so important. It's, first of all, you got to catch that thing and do not fumble it. And when you have those high punts backed up, you're catching it inside your 20-yard line, maybe down near the 10, you need to catch it with security, and he always does. Then he also does a nice job of getting going and setting up returns. And then on the kickoff return game, you also have guys like Malik Knowles, and we started to see Deuce Vaughn get back there and be a part of the kickoff return unit. And you may see a Keon Mosey back there. So, again, K-State very, very good in special teams, and returners is a great place to start, but the guys blocking do an amazing job. The coverage guys do a good job as well. So it's nice to see a lot of those players back, and a lot of players at K-State want to be a part of special teams. A lot of the younger players are trying to fight their way up, and they want to join the guys like Ross Elder and Landry Weber, who are out there on almost every special team, and join them. And it's a pride to be a part of the special teams, which is pretty cool, giving guys more times to play.
There are so many guys that make their way in special teams, and I don't necessarily mean punting, kicking, return guys, but those guys that cover kicks and those guys that are on the returns. I think of the name right off the top of my head, and there have been many over the years, but from last year, Brock Motti. And he has – you mentioned two other guys there. the job that they do in special teams, it's almost a legacy, isn't it? I mean, this just kind of continues from year to year. It's just, you know, maybe a different name and a different face in there, but those people make their way for sure.
Yeah, it was an interesting pride. One thing that you're getting to see with Chris Kleiman is a lot of interviews of the players. And one of the things that you hear those guys talk about, Wyatt, when they're doing their interview is my room, our room. And that may be talking about the linebackers. It might be the defensive tackles. It may be the quarterback. But you notice that they're kind of giving you a real insight into football that once you get to the facility, the first thing you do is usually meet together with the guys who play your position. You don't meet as an offense and a defense that much. You meet as a specific group. I'm a tight end, so I meet with the tight ends. Running backs meet with running backs. That's why you have 10 full-time coaches and the others helping. But you don't really have a special teams room, Wyatt. I mean, that's just not something that you would think is normal. But at K-State, it's a little different. There really is kind of a quasi room when it comes to special teams. And there is a handing down of tradition, you know, right down when you think about a Tyler Burns who playing for K-State last year, his brother was in there. Stanton Weber, who was on the staff as an analyst last year, handed it down to the guys who are playing and then helped coach them up last year and strategize. I mean, those guys get together, the Brock Monties of the world, they get together and they talk to the other players and talk about special teams. So I think it's kind of cool. It's an interesting little tidbit that you may not really know, because special teams is the one place where you bring everyone together. And it's pretty cool that everyone on the team can be associated with special teams. Sometimes quarterbacks or even holders. It's everybody together joining, but which players have an interest, and they kind of gravitate toward each other, make sure that they spend time together and create their own little room. If it's scheduled or not scheduled, those guys have a pride, and it's pretty cool. It's one of the great traditions handed down. I think of a Tyler Lockett. He's a real veteran right now, Wyatt, in the NFL. You think of him as a star receiver for the Seahawks, but I can remember back in the day where he was bringing back kick returns, and then you think he kind of handed it off, and still today there's the pride that you saw with a Tyler Lockett, or all the way maybe back to David Allen, if you want to go all the way back to the early years with Bill Snyder first really turning special teams as a big part of K-State. But it's continued on. It's pretty cool, Wyatt. You get to hang around the football facility and be a part of K-State football a lot. And those guys have a connectivity, and it's really neat. I know in the NFL, one of the things that special teams coach gets to do is bring the team together. You talk about offense and defense, but he's the coach that actually knows all the players on the team, like the strength and conditioning coach. It's not quite as dramatic in college because these guys interact with each other all over the place. But an NFL is an example where only the special teams coach kind of plucks into every group on the team and needs to know them all. And K-State wants to do that individually as a team. And also, what's cool, the players on their own want to continue to say, let's be great on the special teams.
All right, let's talk a little bit about replacing Blake Lynch. He was always such a special story to me just because of his lack of size, I guess I will say. But what he lacked in size, he gained in consistency, didn't he? I mean, this was a guy who really, when it's all said and done, ended up putting his name among some of the K-State greats in terms of kickers. He really had quite a career.
Yeah, he did. Just think about it all the way back. Walking on, Wyatt, for the Wildcats, and then turning into a starter. He at one point tied the K-State record by making 15 straight field goals. Yeah. He had the second, where he made over 83% of his field goals for his career. That's the second best percentage in K-State history. So he did a very fine job, Wyatt, and it's not easy now because field goals are not as big a part of the game. People are going for fourth down like never before. They want touchdowns. So these field goal kickers don't get to go out and, you know, hit three field goals in a game. They may only get one shot that game, and there's all kinds of pressure. Like, okay, you better make this because we're putting you out there. And you go, well, I could have gone out there two other times to kick field goals, and I might be in a rhythm right now, but here we go. We'll never forget the big bomb against Oklahoma, right? What a kick that was.
Oh, boy.
To blast it 50 yards down the field in Norman to give K-State the lead in one of the great wins and one of the great comebacks in K-State history. So, yeah, he's a very good player, and we know that K-State's going to have to move on. And who's going to do the job? Well, there's a couple of guys really most likely to get into that position. Ty Zentner, you've seen him be a punter. He's an established kicker. He and Tayton Winkle, a guy from Halstead, Kansas, is also a walk-on, went through Butler County Junior College. So I would expect Ty Zentner or Tayton Winkle to either be the kicker or maybe share the job. And we've seen that a little bit in the punting last year as Jake Bloomer and Ty Zentner took turns punting. We could see a little bit of that in the kicking as well. These two guys are pretty close right now as they try to establish themselves as being the kicker for the Wildcats.
I guess really to talk about K-State spring football in its entirety here to wrap up and move on to a couple of other subjects, I really get the sense that this has been a growth spring, if you will, for K-State. I think they've worked a lot on fundamentals and toughness and commitment and those types of things. I think Chris Klieman seems to be pretty pleased with the way this has worked out. I think he's got a group that's really committed and have worked really, really hard. Now it's taking it from the spring season into the summer and of course, report date in August, and let's go for 2021. It'll be here quicker than we think.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? It's doing a job that makes a difference, serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
Yeah, it really, to me, seems a bit of one step backwards to surge forward. And the one step backwards means back to the way it used to be, mm-hmm. back to the way you expected it to be with a spring practice. Okay, that happened in 2019. It did not happen in 2020. A year ago now, things were shutting down and shutting down tighter and tighter. I was just thinking about that as, you know, college students were not only in safe positions and being very careful and doing things like going virtual. Who knew what virtual meant back then? They were actually being sent home. You know, like, you're a football player. Great working out with you. Can't wait to start spring practice. Oh, we're not having spring practice and you can't come to the facility. You can't lift. And oh, by the way, you really can't be on campus. Why don't you go home? And the kids right now were going home rather than working. So it threw everything into a different state when it came to football. I mean, we could talk about the nation and the world and all of that, but we're sticking with football here, Wyatt. And they didn't have spring practice. And so they did the best they could with what they had. But I think it's one step backwards. Everyone's enjoying, even the players are enjoying the drudgery of 15 practices. I remember how much we didn't like practicing. It's kind of been a tradition, Wyatt, like no games, just practice. I don't think I like this. In the spring, it doesn't feel like football season. But you're not seeing that out there, Wyatt. You're seeing an enthusiasm. Everybody is so happy to be able to put a uniform on and go out and do something like football, even in the spring. So we're taking a step back to 2019, kind of replacing what we didn't get in 2020 with spring ball. And I think they're really taking to it. The players want to get better. They're listening like never before. And you also get the advantage of Chris Klieman being in his third year. It was a weird second year, but Gary Barnett is a good friend of mine and a longtime coach that K-State fans probably know about. And I've talked to him over the years, and he said the hardest year for coaches that come in is the second year. The first year you come in and you're just getting to know everybody and everything about the football program, and they're getting to know about you, and there's kind of a honeymoon period, and you roll through it. But in year two, it's really now a group of players you recruited, a group of players that you've tried to make understand that you care about but weren't recruited by you. And it sometimes is the toughest year. But when you get to year three, you really settle in and know everything you need to do and what you need to do. And I think Chris Klieman and his staff, Wyatt, have shown a lot of those things. What they want to do, there's just tons of purpose. And what they've done in the offseason, getting ready for spring ball, there's a complete conviction. There's no surprise by the players. There's a buy-in. Everybody knows exactly what they need to do and how they need to improve and what they want to do better than they did in the past. Well, it starts with having a good spring ball. And then it'll Wyatt, change into another aspect. And this is a little bit different. You know, this is pretty early for K-State to finish their spring practice, to do it in the first days of April. They're going to have more time on campus between the end of the spring ball period and when they finish their finals than they normally do. So there's a trade-off of time. Rather than work out and then go to spring football, they've worked out a little, did spring football, and now they're going to go back to working out again and get a real big push before they get a couple weeks break here in late May. Then you get the summer conditioning and the workouts, and Wyatt, it looks like, you know, we cross your fingers, but it sure seems like we have almost a miracle in the effectiveness of the vaccine. And it looks like the players are going to be able to be around each other and it won't have to worry as much about safety, that they're going to be able to be safe just because their health is ready with a vaccine. And we're going to have more summer workouts where the guys can get together. Think about getting quarterback Skylar Thompson, who can do some but not everything in spring ball. Just think about his ability to grab some guys and go out and throw, which they could not do last year. So that'll be important. They'll do that in the summer, get some new strength and conditioning drills with a new coordinator, Trumaine Carroll, teaching the guys some new things. They'll be excited about that. But all that's going to be important, Wyatt, as you get into a rhythm, because the Big 12 Conference, it's going to be tough. You got to be ready. And K-State's schedule this year is extremely hard. Fans, if you haven't studied it, the Wildcats start with Stanford. Wow, that's a big-time opponent. Southern Illinois beat North Dakota State in spring football. They played them in a game, Wyatt, and ended their 39-game streak. Southern Illinois is K-State's second game, who beat North Dakota State unbelievably. And then you got Nevada, who always is a legitimate team. So the non-con is going to be tough, and they start on the road again in conference play. So all this development is going to be so important. But I think the Cats are really excited, Wyatt, and I think they're going to have a great run for the next number of months because of it being exciting. Never before have I ever thought about this, Wyatt. Being a player at this point in the year, nothing's exciting until about August 16th, okay?
Yeah.
But you know what? You don't see it. You see the joy in those players' faces. They're finally excited about all this hard work that they're going to have over the next number of months.
Yeah, keep that thought, because I want to go a little bit deeper into the schedule and the league to wrap up. But first, a quick reminder, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. An authentic brand is the official apparel provider of the K-State Sports Network. Shop for K-State gear at authentic-brand.com. Authentic-brand.com. You mentioned the non-conference there and starting on the road again in Big 12 play in Stillwater. I know a lot of fans will look at this schedule and they'll notice Stanford in Arlington, Texas to start. They'll also notice 7 home games in the Little Apple here, which is really good. And then, of course, trips to Stillwater, to Lubbock, to Lawrence, and to Austin, Texas. We can't wait. We'll see Big 12 Media Days coming in the middle of July this time. And, Stan, we've been through a crazy year. There's no doubt about that. But I think as we get, even by the day, closer to next fall, and the 2021 season, I think we're going to see the excitement level ramp up like no other. You mentioned the league will be hard. Do you start with Oklahoma and Iowa State there, I guess, in a final thought, wrapping up the league here a little bit?
Well, you have to. And then you wonder, what will Texas be under Steve Sarkisian?
Truly.
They finished off this season so strong last year that they probably were an equal to Oklahoma, but they're a variable. They're a roller coaster. It depends on which week you see them. When they played K-State, they lit it up and looked like a perfect football team. But Sam Ellinger is no longer the quarterback. He got a new coach. So you can't disrespect Texas, but it's hard to place them. So let's go with what's easy to place. Oklahoma, and especially Iowa State, with all the players returning, Wyatt, I think it's hard to learn how to be a favorite, and Iowa State struggled with that. And each of the last couple of seasons when everyone said Iowa State has arrived, I was more of a warning of, well, it's easy to be good, but it's really hard when everyone goes after you and you're supposed to be a favorite. And I thought Iowa State struggled with that, but now they got over the hump. They did it. They played well at the end of the last year. They won their bowl game. Brock Purdy and the guys, Matt Campbell, the coach, are back. So, yeah, Iowa State had some super senior guys come back again. So I would expect Iowa State to be good and fighting along with Oklahoma to win a championship. You got to include Texas. And I don't know how you can't automatically include Oklahoma State as well, because they are just so solid of program. Mike Gundy, just year after year after year, has some talent. They have an ability to set their jaw and play well. I don't know if you'd say they're going to be the favorite and win the conference, but they're very, very good. And one of the reasons why I bring that up, Wyatt, is when I look at the schedule, getting off to a good start, you know, jumping on the shoulders of Skylar Thompson and being an improved defense and those kind of things are going to be so important, because I think momentum matters a lot in football seasons. Every year is a new year, and you've got to set the tone. So we talked about 3 tough non-conference games. But I would propose to you, Wyatt, if you hold Texas off to the side for just a second, you would probably say Oklahoma, Iowa State, and then OSU are the next most likely teams to be at the top of the conference, okay?
Yeah.
If you agree with that, think about this.
Yeah.
K-State starts on the road at Oklahoma State. Then they play Oklahoma, take a week off, and play Iowa State. What the heck? I just mentioned the three teams other than Texas who are going to be fighting, and K-State plays them in the first three. So you're talking about a non-con that is much harder than normal non-conference schedules and a start that has kind of a murderer's row to it. So K-State's first six games are going to be at a high, high level. Can they make that through that period and keep their momentum, keep their head up, be playing well, get enough wins to be in good shape? Because then they run into an area of the conference where they're either going to be favorites or right in the game in a toss-up situation before they end up at Texas. So the middle part of the year is going to be where K-State really needs to get a bunch of wins and show you what they've got. But getting there, getting through the first half of the season, those first six games, what will the Wildcats do? And I just keep thinking, man, I'm glad that you got a guy like Skylar Thompson coming back, because you're going to have to keep your head, play, and be able to win close games like they did at Oklahoma last year, like they did against Oklahoma the year before. How about that game at Mississippi State, Wyatt? That is still a giant game in the development of the Chris Klieman program. To go to Mississippi State on that day, and we thought how good Mississippi State was and what they did the year before to K-State in Manhattan, to go there and fight and win a close game was a big, big deal. And that's the kind of thing we're going to need here in 2021 to maximize K-State's record in a season where I think they're going to be pretty good, but the schedule's really hard.
Oh, without a doubt. Well said. And as we wrap it up, I want to say a big thank you to Stan for doing this on a weekly basis throughout the sports season, all of the great folks at Learfield IMG College, and to our sponsors of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, Kansas Land Tire, and by Authentic Brand Apparel. The spring season wraps up on Saturday, and then we head into the 2021 season coming up in early September. September 4th, the Cats will play the Stanford Cardinal in Arlington, Texas, and so looking forward to that. So for Stan and our crew, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.